The Snowflake Maker. Long ago, in a scorching village in the Pacific Northwest, there was a person named Man. Man's mother and father died of a fever long ago.
He always was searching for a way to get rid of the heat.
I know there must be some way to cool down my village.
So off Man went to the old forest with spear in hand and cloak on back.
Man began to think he was lost, because he kept on seeing the same tree.
Ugh! Where am I?
Soon Man felt a warm breeze. He heard his dead parents' voices.
You will find your way. Save your people from this misery. To cool down your village. To set your people free. Listen to my voice and stay right beside me. It will lead you, throughout these trees.
Man followed his mother's singing voice throughout the forest and came to a clearing.
He noticed a nearby cave and walked in.
Man, I've been waiting for you.
Hawk, Mother told me you would show me something.
I will give you these materials if you will listen to my instructions.
I will do what you say.
You will take these items.
Hawk held up a flint, a cedar limb, and the crystals from his cave.
And you will make beautiful patterns out of them.
He took the items and ventured out of the cave, out of the forest, and into his village.
And he got straight to work inside his hut.
We are clanging. Is everything all right?
Yes, everything's fine.
Hey, what's that?
It's something.
What an interesting name.
No, I just don't have a name for it yet.
Snowflake.
A snowflake? That should do it.
He called it a snowflake, and because we are all human, everyone was different.
After creating them, he sprinkled them all over the village, creating snow.
The whole village was happy.
Yay! You have saved us, Man.
Now we can live peacefully.
Happily.
Coldly.
And wonderfully forever.
That is all.